Gymnocolicium cactus, complete guide plus by seeds here. Gymnocolicium cactus is one of the most beautiful and fascinating cacti species in the world. With its unique shape and stunning colors, this cactus is a popular choice among cactus enthusiasts and collectors. In this blog post, we will discuss the origin of Gymnocolicium cactus, its beauty, types of this cactus, and how you can buy and grow your own Gymnocolicium cactus seeds. What is cactus? Cactus is a fascinating type of plant that can survive in harsh desert environments where other plants cannot. With its thick, fleshy stem and unique spiky appearance, cacti are incredibly eye-catching and add a touch of character to any space. What makes them truly remarkable is their ability to store water, allowing them to go for long periods without rain. This attribute is accentuated by their shallow root system, which enables them to quickly soak up any available water. With their hardy nature and stunning appearance, cactus plants have become a popular choice for home and office decoration alike. So if you're looking to bring life and excitement to your space, look no further than the ever fascinating and incredibly adaptable cactus. What is Gymnocolicium? The Gymnocolicium cactus is a unique and fascinating plant species native to the beautiful South American countries of Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Brazil. T was first spotted and named by a German botanist named Alwin Berger back in 1903. With over 60 species and countless varieties, the Gymnocolicium cactus can be found thriving in an array of diverse habitats, from barren deserts to undulating mountain slopes. In fact, it has evolved to adapt and survive in these harsh environments, making it an intriguing subject of study for botanists and gardening enthusiasts alike. The name Gymnocolicium itself stems from its peculiar feature of bearing naked or bare flowers, which lack the conventional outer petals typically seen in other flower species. This makes the Gymnocolicium cactus stand out, not only among other cacti, but also in the broader realm of flora. Proper soil for Gymnocolicium. These plants are often very small in size, making them great specimens to grow in any environment. In order to ensure healthy and long-term growth, appropriate soil should be used when they are planted. Organic matter. Gymnocolicium thrives in a soil that is rich in organic components. Adding compost or other organic matter to garden soil is beneficial, as it helps to improve water retention as well as increases the nutrient availability. pH level. The most suitable pH level for Gymnocolicium would be 5 to 7.5, where a higher value would be slightly acidic while a lower one would result in a more alkaline soil. It is best to regularly take pH readings with a pH meter and adjust it accordingly, as unsuitable soil conditions can result in unhealthy plants. Drainage. As with most cacti, Gymnocolicium require soil with higher drainage properties, such as a sandy soil or a regular soil with added perlite or grit. This helps the roots to be easily oxygenated and prevent waterlogging in the soil. Mulching. Although not strictly necessary, using mulch over the soil may be beneficial for Gymnocolicium plants as it retains moisture and prevents the soil from drying out too quickly. Organic mulches such as wood chips, bark, and small gravel can be used. Watering Gymnocolicium. Watering Gymnocolicium is an important task if you want these cacti to stay healthy and thriving. It's advised to water them around once per week, but make sure to check the soil first. With Gymnocolicium, you want to make sure the soil is completely dry for several inches before adding more water. This is to ensure that the roots stay healthy. When you do water, drench the area thoroughly to ensure the entire root system gets the water it needs. It's not recommended to feed Gymnocolicium too much fertilizer can burn the roots. If necessary, you can use a balanced fertilizer such as October 10, or add pressed bat guano in the mix. This is best done either during the spring or in early summer, so no more than twice a year. It's also important to pay attention to light levels when growing Gymnocolicium. In summer, they're happy with plenty of bright, filtered light, and in winter, they need light that is low in intensity and slightly colder. Keeping Gymnocolicium slightly cooler during winter makes them especially happy. Lastly, make sure to keep an eye out for any fungi. Gymnocolosseum is particularly prone to fungi, and it's important to identify the problem quickly and to take action if you notice this happening. By following these tips, your Gymnocolosseum should thrive and stay healthy. How much Gymnocolosseum sunlight? They can usually be recognized by the many spines that cover the bristly surface and the subtle flowers that grow on their surface. In order to survive and thrive, they need adequate levels of sunlight. The ideal amount of direct sunlight Gymnocolosseum should receive is dependent on the variety, as well as the environment they're growing in. In general, a minimum of 6 hours of direct light throughout the day is recommended for cactus plants in general. Though, it's important to keep in mind that too much light can be detrimental and can cause the leaves of the cactus to be burned. When setting up a Gymnocolosseum in a garden, the best spot to place it is where it will receive plenty of light, but will also be able to take some refuge from the heat of the sun by being placed under a shade of some kind. Furthermore, environment temperature can also play an important role in the growth and health of the cactus. Temperatures around 50 degrees Fahrenheit, 10 degrees Celsius should be adequate enough for ideal growth. For a Gymnocolosseum to really show its full potential and flourish, they should be provided with plenty opportunities to receive direct sunlight. However, it would be wise to choose a spot where they'll be able to receive at least some shade or reprieve during the harsh noonday hours, when the sun is most prominent and damaging to cactus plants. In conclusion, an ideal spot for a Gymnocolosseum should provide ample hours of direct light, however should also offer some protection from the hottest parts of day, in order to avoid leaf burns. Thus, the best way to ensure its well-being is to choose a spot that offers plenty of sunlight but with some protection from the heat. Temperature for Gymnocolosseum cactus. Gymnocolosseum temperature, overview. Gymnocolosseum is a species of cactus native to South and Central America. While these cacti can survive in a range of temperatures, they prefer a temperature environment in order to thrive and flower. Temperature, combined with other factors such as sun exposure and humidity, are essential for successfully growing and maintaining Gymnocolosseum. Ideal Gymnocolosseum temperature. It is best to provide an environment with a temperature between 55 degrees Fahrenheit 13 degrees Celsius and 72 degrees Fahrenheit 22 degrees Celsius all year round. During the summer, temperatures exceeding 72 degrees Fahrenheit 22 degrees Celsius may be tolerated, but the cactus must be provided with plentiful shade from the sun. Maximum Gymnocolosseum temperature. It is best to avoid excessive heat, as temperatures over 95 degrees Fahrenheit 35 degrees Celsius can cause the cactus to succumb to dehydration and overheat. When temperatures exceed 95 degrees Fahrenheit 35 degrees Celsius, provide ample shade and provide frequent watering sessions to prevent the cactus from deteriorating. Minimum Gymnocolosseum temperature. Gymnocolosseum is generally hardy enough to withstand temperatures down to 46 degrees Fahrenheit 8 degrees Celsius. However, due to the fact that this species of cactus originates primarily in warmer climates, temperatures below 46 degrees Fahrenheit 8 degrees Celsius can be detrimental. If temperatures drop to or below 42 degrees Fahrenheit 5 degrees Celsius, providing a temperature-controlled environment or extra insulation is recommended. Conclusion. For optimal Gymnocolosseum growth, it is best to provide an environment with a temperature between 55 degrees Fahrenheit 13 degrees Celsius and 72 degrees Fahrenheit 22 degrees Celsius. Avoiding temperatures over 95 degrees Fahrenheit 35 degrees Celsius and below 46 degrees Fahrenheit 8 degrees Celsius is essential for maintaining a healthy cactus plant. With routine care and appropriate temperatures, a Gymnocolosseum can blossom and thrive. Gymnocolosseum humidity needs. Humidity requirements. Gymnocolosseum are cacti that require an environment with high humidity. This cacti species needs moisture on the roots and stem to grow properly and develop those beautiful pinkish and creamy yellow flowers. During the summer, the amount of humidity needs to be kept high by providing a good drainage bed and regular misting, particularly with intense summer heat. Inadequate humidity. If the environment of this cactus is dry with not enough moisture, then the Gymnocalycium may suffer from dehydration and start to wrinkle. In this condition, it is important to water the plant more frequently to make sure it gets the moisture it needs. Failing that, the cactus might start to shrivel and even die. Wintering needs. Planting a Gymnocalycium outdoors in the garden might require extra care during winter to make sure there is enough moisture. During winter, light rain falling on the cactus is not enough, providing it with the humidity it needs. However, taking precautionary measures such as protecting the plant from cold winds, using rainwater to water the plant, and using humidity trays or irrigation systems might help significantly. Ideal humidity. Gymnocalycium cannot cope with really long dry periods and prefer a slightly humid environment, so ideally one should keep the humidity around the cactus relatively high. That can be done by simply spraying the cactus periodically, adding a humidifier to the room, or even move the cactus to a greenhouse where the humidity can be regulated more easily. Gymnocalycium cactus fertilizer. Repotting scalret. This cactus is a great choice for novice gardeners as well as experienced ones. To take care of this cactus and ensure it stays healthy and robust, it is important to use an appropriate fertilizer. The best Gymnocalycium cactus fertilizer is specially formulated for this plant and its unique needs. Characteristics of quality fertilizers. When choosing a fertilizer for Gymnocalycium cactus, it is important to look for certain characteristics that can greatly benefit the plant. A quality fertilizer should contain all the necessary micronutrients, such as iron, nitrogen, and magnesium, as well as smaller amounts of other important trace elements. Additionally, it should also have a balanced NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium ratio. This ensures that the plant receives the right nutrients in the right amounts. Benefits of using fertilizer. Using the best Gymnocalycium cactus fertilizer has multiple benefits. First, it helps promote healthy growth and vibrant blooming of the cactus. This is because the fertilizer supplies the plants with the necessary nutrients and minerals it needs to thrive. Additionally, the fertilizers can also help to improve soil quality, which can further contribute to a stronger, healthier plant. Application of fertilizer. Applying Gymnocalycium cactus fertilizer is simple and straightforward. When applying the fertilizer, it is important to read and follow the instructions on the package carefully. Generally, cactus fertilizer should be watered into the soil once every 3 weeks in the spring and summer and once every 4 weeks during the winter. Conclusion. For any cactus enthusiast, finding the best Gymnocalycium cactus fertilizer is essential for promoting healthy plant growth. A quality fertilizer should contain all the necessary micronutrients, as well as have a balanced NPK ratio. Additionally, using these fertilizers can help improve soil quality and promote strong, vibrant blooms. Applying fertilizer is also simple and easy, so anyone can do it with ease. Propagating via stem cuttings. Introduction. Propagating these cacti means creating more of them to share with other folks. There are three main methods used to propagate Gymnocalycium cactus: stem cuttings, offsets, and seeds. In this section, we will discuss each of the methods and how to do it correctly. Obtaining Gymnocalycium cactus. Before you start propagating Gymnocalycium cactus, you will need to obtain the material. You can collect this in the form of seeds, offsets, or adult plants. Seeds can easily be bought online, while adult plants and offsets can be taken from cacti nurseries or acquired from an experienced cacti collector. Offsets are usually obtained from older plants. By carefully cutting them away from the parent plant, you can propagate them. Preparing the plant material. Once you have the material, you must make sure it is clean and free from diseases. This can be done by sterilizing the material before propagating. To do this, wipe down the plant with a damp cloth and make sure the plant material is free from any pests or diseases. You can also use chemical methods to disinfect the material, but it is safest to use the damp cloth method. Propagating with stem cuttings. Stem cuttings are a popular method for propagating Gymnocalycium cactus. It involves cutting off a stem from the adult plant, leaving 2 to 3 inches of stem behind. You can then take this stem and pot it up in a well-draining soil mixture. The cutting should be placed in a bright and warm environment to ensure it will root correctly. You can use a rooting hormone to promote stronger and quicker rooting. Propagating with offsets. Offsets are another easy and popular method for propagating Gymnocalycium cactus. All you need to do is remove the offset from the adult plant and cleanly cut it off. It is important to make sure there are at least 2 nodes on the offset. The nodes are the points where the roots will develop. Pot up the offset in a well-draining soil mixture and keep the environment warm and bright to ensure successful rooting. Propagating with seeds. Propagating Gymnocalycium cactus with seeds is a more complex method but is still possible. Start off by cleaning and sterilizing the seeds as mentioned earlier. You can then sow the seeds in a well-drained, unglazed pottery filled with moist cactus potting mix. Place the pots in a warm, humid, and bright location, and keep the soil evenly moist for several weeks until the seeds germinate. Final preparations. After the propagating is done, the next step is to begin caring for the new plants. Gymnocalycium cacti generally need indirect light and plenty of air. Ensure the room temperature is around 80 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and around 68 degrees Fahrenheit during the night. In addition, water every few weeks and fertilize lightly in the spring and summer. Troubleshooting. When propagating Gymnocalycium cactus, it is important to remember that it may not always work. If the plants fail to germinate, look out for signs of pests, as they can be damaging to the new plants. If there are no pests, then you may have to start the process over or purchase some new plant material. Conclusion. In conclusion, Gymnocalycium cactus is a unique and colorful cactus that can easily be propagated with the right methods. The 3 methods described, stem cuttings, offsets, and seeds, can all be used to propagate Gymnocalycium cactus. Make sure to clean and disinfect the material before propagating and provide a warm, bright environment after propagating to ensure a successful outcome. Gymnocalycium cactus flowers, blooms. The flowers of Gymnocalycium cactus plants are usually white, pink, and can sometimes have purple or brownish colorings on the outside. These cactus flowers are generally small in size, usually measuring no more than a few centimeters in diameter. When they are in bloom, they can open into up to a 6-pointed star shape form and feature a very mildly sweet scent. The blooming period of these flowers usually lasts between 2 and 3 days before they start to wilt and eventually die. These cactus flowers are often pollinated by bees, moths, and butterflies. The pollen produced by these flowers is a source of food for these animals, and in return, the animals help to spread the pollen to other flowers. This pollination is necessary for the Gymnocalycium cactus plants to reproduce and ensure their continued survival in the wild. Gymnocalycium cactus plants are also popular amongst gardeners and hobbyists who grow them in pots or other containers. These plants are relatively easy to care for and can be grown indoors or out. They require minimal maintenance and can survive temperatures as low as 10 degrees Celsius, making them a great addition to most gardens. In conclusion, the flowers of Gymnocalycium cactus plants are usually white, pink, and can sometimes have purple or brownish colorings on the outside. When they are in bloom, they can open into up to a 6-pointed star shape form and feature a very mildly sweet scent. These cactus flowers are often pollinated by bees, moths, and butterflies, and they are also popular amongst gardeners and hobbyists who grow them in pots or other containers. They are relatively easy to care for and can be grown indoors or out, making them a great addition to most gardens. Diseases and pests. Although they are relatively hardy and easy to care for, these plants can be susceptible to various diseases and pests like many other desert succulents. It is important to learn about these common problems in order to best care for these plants. Common diseases. These plants can be prone to a variety of fungal and bacterial diseases. Powdery mildew and root rot are two of the most common afflictions. In order to prevent these diseases, Gymnocolycium cacti must be grown in well-draining soil, watered sparingly, and the foliage should be kept dry. These plants are also at risk of further damage in areas with high humidity. Pests and predators. Gymnocolycium cacti can be prone to infestations of common garden pests, such as spider mites, mealybugs, and aphids. Engorged or wilted leaves can be a sign of a mite infestation. Additionally, these plants can be a favorite snack for snails, slugs, and certain species of beetles. Animal predators can also pose a threat to the plants. Rabbits and rodents can cut through or chew the stems of these cactus plants. Treatment and prevention. When dealing with pests and diseases, it is best to try to prevent them in the first place. This can be done by giving Gymnocolycium cacti well-drained soil and keeping them in an area with plenty of air circulation. Additionally, it can be helpful to regularly inspect the plant for signs of infestation or infection. If pests or diseases still occur, a chemical treatment may be necessary. When using chemicals, it is best to follow the directions on the package and avoid overapplication. Conclusion. Gymnocolycium cacti can be susceptible to various diseases and pests just like any other succulent. It is important to know common problems and take steps to prevent them. However, if pests or diseases are still present, a chemical treatment may be necessary. With proper care and intervention, these plants can grow and thrive in many areas around the world.